Begin the current daf, Masechet Zevachim, daf Tzadi. Begin on the bottom line of the Peitesim Beis, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf. And that is, the Gemara had introduced a halacha from Ravina Bar Shila that a muri kachrim kalim, the sacrificial parts of a lower level carbon like a shlamim, where if those parts, like those fats, went out of the perimeter that's allowed to be of the azara before the blood was thrown, so though it's essentially not really considered parts that belong to the Mizbeach, because they only become permitted to the Mizbeach when the blood is thrown. Hence, there's no Me'ilah before the blood is thrown. In spite of that, said Ravina Bar Shila, they're still going to become invalidated by being Yaitze, by leaving the perimeter of the Azar before that. Now, the Gemara had introduced his halacha because the Gemara had attempted to bring a raya from the halacha of our Mishnah. And that the Gemara continues and says, no, there's no proof. But now the Gemara continues and says, let's say that this statement of Ravina Bar Shila is actually contingent on Machlokes Tanoim in the following Braisa. The Braisa says the same type of a case. A muri kachrim kalim shiyatru lefnei zrikas damim, the sacrificial parts of a kachrim kalim carbon, which left the area of the Azara before the blood was thrown. So Rabbi Yezim, he says, ein moilim behen. There's not going to be any me'ilah on those sacrificial parts, even after the blood was thrown, where usually there's meila, because that's when it becomes that you can now burn it on Hashem's Mizbeach, because, no, the throwing of the blood will not affect it to go ahead and create it and make it become meila, because it's already problematic, as we'll shortly explain, because it already went out. So now even if the blood is thrown, it's not going to go ahead and affect on it an isra of meila. Moreover, as we continue to have Tzadim and Aleph, says Rabbi Eliezer, Vein chayavna le'en mishum pigul, neither is going to be a liability on these sacrificial parts of pigul, because really, it's as if the blood of this carbon was never thrown for it, because what's the halacha of the blood being thrown? That it permits it to affect what it has to be, which for the meat is to eat, for the emur is to put on the mizbech, but you can't, because as we said, it became invalidated when it went out. And it didn't affect it. So therefore, you don't have what's called karv kol matirov to affect pigul. Besides having the machshava of chutzas mana, you also have to do the rest of the avodah appropriately. Here, the izrika, it's like it wasn't done because it didn't affect what it's supposed to do. Moreover, nicer. There's not going to be a liability on eating the meat of the carbon because nicer, which is when the carbon is left over a designated time, is only on meat which is fit to be eaten in its allotted time. Like the pasuk says, "Bayimis of chacham yoichel memachras," and here you don't have that because here it's like the zrika didn't work because the emurim were already outside before him. And v'tamei, neither is there going to be liability for eating it when the person who is tamei, which is generally forbidden. As the Gemara says in Menachas of Chofeim Abeis, that only what's permitted for Tahirin is there a liability for someone who eats it in a state of Tumah. But if it's not even permitted for someone that's Tahar, so it's not going to be a liability for Tummy. And that's because Emurin are included for the prohibition of being consumed in a state of Tumah from the words Asher LaHashem, which is just like the Basar which gets included, which is that after the blood is thrown, that's when there's going to be a liability, but not before the blood was thrown. And here, like we said, regarding the Emurim, since they're outside, it was never affected. So when one would eat the Emurim, there's no liability of Pigel, and if it's left over time, would not have a liability of Nicer, and neither would be any liability of Tameh. And then Rabbi Kiva, he disagrees. He says, no, Ma'ilin behem, there would be Me'ila, v'chayav nalei mishum Pigel Nicer v'tameh. No. Even if it's outside, the Zrika does affect it, and therefore there would be Me'ila now, because it's now Hashem's to be put on the Mizbeach after the blood was thrown, and there's liability of Pigel Nicer v'tameh in it. Says the Gemara, my love, isn't the case that they're disagreeing about. It talks about that it was taken out before the Zrikas Damim. But isn't it Tumah b'dehadr aylinu peligi that they're disagreeing regarding where ultimately it was taken back in before the blood was thrown? Meaning it was taken out before the blood was thrown, and then it was subsequently taken in before, and at the time the blood was thrown, it was inside the Azara. And that's where their machlokes is. And even so, Rabbi Eliezer says that the Zrika is not going to take effect. And so therefore, ubaha peligi, this is what they're disagreeing about. The Marasav Rabbi Eliezer held mifsli b'yaitze. Like Ravina Bar Shila, that even though it ended up coming back in, and it's in the Azara at the time of the Zrika, doesn't make a difference. It's not going to take effect, because it was taken out of the perimeter, and it became pasul. Umar Sabalayim of Sabi Yetzir, Bekiva says, no, it doesn't become pasul, because it's before the blood was thrown. So although it was taken out, but once you take it back in, the blood is thrown that's inside, therefore it's going to work. So you see that Ravina Bar Shila's halacha is telling the Machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Kiva. And that's how Zamra Papi says, no. But the hadr ailinu kolayam aloy pligi. If it was taken back in, No one's going to disagree, and everyone's going to say, not like Ravina Bar Shila. Everyone's going to say, that's not going to be possible. Because before the blood was thrown, nothing. They don't have the halacha of kachi kachim yedov to be possible for yaitze, as it doesn't have the halacha of me'ila. So at the time the blood was thrown, which is when it takes effect for it to become the kachi kachim, it's in the azara, then fine. The halacha b'disnu avroi pligi, their homachlik is here, was that it stayed outside. And at the time the blood was thrown, it was outside of the azara. That's where they disagree with Mahoplik, and this is what they disagree about. The Marasav Rebbe Eliezer held Ein Zrika Ma'elas Liyetze. The Zrika cannot affect on a Murim when it's outside of the Azara, where it cannot apply to the Kachim that have to be in the Azara. So that's why it's not going to have the halachas of Me'ila and Pigla and Nisr and Tameh. It cannot affect it when it's outside to turn it into Kachim Kachim. Well, Marasav is Zrika Ma'elas Liyetze. In contrast, Rebbe Kiva held that no, the Zrika Dam works no matter where it is, whether it's in the Azara or not. And therefore, it would apply for Me'ila, and it would have a liability of Pigal, Neisr, and Tameh. And therefore, it's not necessarily that he's a Machlekes Tanoim. We could actually say every Tana does not, in this Brisa, does not agree to him. Now, that has the Gemara on Rav Papa's approach, where he was rejecting the Raya that it's the Machlekes Tanoim, but rather, he says, you could even say that they all agree, not like Ravina Bar Shila. On that has the Gemara, but Rav Papa Huda Amar, he himself had explained in Masechtas Menachas Perket Chilas, the Pemzayin Mebeis, regarding the Shteh Alechem, which on Shavuos there was two breads from the new wheat that was brought that came together with the karbonis that were brought on that day. Now, on that, the Gemara discusses regarding a case if the Shteh HaLechem had left the Azara between the time of the slaughtering of the carbon that it comes with and the throwing of its blood. Where there's a Machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva too, and that Rav Papa had said, oh, you want to know where they disagree? But the Isnu Avroi Kuleam Eloi Pligi, said Rav Papa. If it was outside, no one's going to disagree that it's not going to take effect this week. It's not going to work on it because it's outside. But the Eileen Uligavoy plague, you know where they disagree, it's when it was brought back in and then the blood was thrown. So seemingly, Rav Papa over there is saying how we had thought in the Havamin over here, that the Machlik is only when it's brought back. So how does he over here say that, no, brought back in? No, Evan's going to agree that, of course, it's going to work. Machlik is Rebbe Kiva when it stayed outside. But in Menachas, he says the exact opposite. He says, no, if it stayed outside, for sure, it's not going to work. If it was brought back inside, that's where the Machlik is. So says the Gemara, yeah, because they're different. Over there, was talking about the two new breads that were brought on Shavuos from the new crop. The Lav Gufei Dezivcha. The Shteh Alechem is not an actual component of the carbon, because when they throw the blood of the keves, of the kvasim, of the lambs that are brought on Shavuos, that's what permits the Shteh Alechem, but it's not part of the carbon itself. So therefore, as long as it's outside, says Rav Papa, yeah, Rabbi Kiva would agree that the Zrika is not going to take effect, because it's a secondary thing. It's not the actual carbon itself. So if you want to be part of the permissibility of the carbon, you have to be in the Azara itself. However, Avalei Murim, but our sugya that's talking about the sacrificial parts of the carbon itself, the Gufei Dezivcha, who it's part of the carbon, there, but the Isnu Avroi Pligi, yeah, there the Machlekes is even outside. Brought back in, says Rav Papa, that everyone would agree that it's going to work, not like Ravina Bar Shila. But the actual carbon itself, it's a Murim, that's where Rabbi Kiva is going to say, even outside, it will take effect because it's the carbon itself. Shteh Alechem, which is a secondary thing, that's where he says that, no, even Rabbi Kiva is going to agree that it's not going to take effect outside, only if it's brought back inside. Now the Gemara continues to explain the halacha of our previous Mishnah, which we had been going through the different things that come before the other type of carbon. So the Mishnah said, Eifes Kodmin V'chulu, that the bird karbanis come before the flower offering karbanis. And like we said, because it has a mini dam, it's a blood type of a carbon, albeit a bird carbon, and that's the primary types of karbanis, and therefore that comes first. So that the Gemara asked, as it had asked on the previous staff, all different lists of questions, saying, other of it, to the contrary. I can tell you, Menachas Kaidmas, the flower offering karbanas come first, Shekin Yeshnam Betzibur Kibiyacha, that at least it's appropriate, a mincha, that you could bring it even through a public carbon as an individual one. Because we find by the Mincha Sa'imer, on the second day of Pesach, and the Shteh Alechem that comes on Shavuos, that those are both karbanas from the tzibur that are from flour. In contrast, a bird karban never comes by the tzibur, like a Braisa teaches in Timur Daf Yudalad. Says in the Pasuk Vihikriv, says in the singular terminology by bringing a bird karban, that a tzibur does not bring a bird karban. So therefore, maybe a mincha should be first. Says the Gemara, no, afilachi mina damadifi, still, the fact that it's a blood type of a carbon, that's still better, because that's the primary, more in the quantity of the types of carbons that we bring, and therefore that comes first. Mishnah continued, it says, Menchas chayte b'chulu, that a flower offering of a sinner, where certain sinners, when they're very poor, they bring a flower offering carbon, comes before Menchas nedava, because that Menchas chayte is a makaper, it's atones, which makes it more chashiv than that of a Menchas nedava. On that, I say, Andra, but to the contrary, Menchas nedava kedemas, I should say that a donated flower offering should come first, it came to une shemen v'levayne, because that requires oil and frankincense. Whereas a shemen, a chatas, from a menchas chayte, a sinner doesn't bring shemen and levain. We don't want to decorate his mincha, so that should give more chashivas to the menchas nedava. Says the Gemara, afel hachi menchas chayte haba al ched adif v'demikaperes. Still, the sinner's flower offering, which comes to atone for his sin, that still gives it more distinguishment, and therefore that's going to come first. Now, relating to this halacha, the Gemara says ibalu the following question: menchas chayte u'menchas nedava ezoy mehen kardemes. The flower offering that the Saita, the suspected adulterous woman, brings when they test her out, when she drinks those waters and she brings a mincha, and a donated mincha, which one comes first? If both of them are waiting to be sacrificed, which one gives precedence? Says the Gemara, do we say minchas nedava kadma, that the donated flower offering comes first? She can't do in the shemen levaina. It requires oil, frankincense, which gives it a more of a chashivas. Idem minchas Saita kadma. Maybe do we say that the Saita's mincha comes first, shekein bo levar av, and it comes to verify regarding sin, which is a way of a cleansing process. Maybe that's better. Says the Gemara, Tashmat's being arrived from the halacha we just brought from our Mishnah. The Mishnah said, minchas chayte gedemes l'minchas nadava, that the sin flower offering comes before or donated flower offering. Now the inference is, minchas chayte hu dekam l'minchas nadava, only the mincha v'chayte comes before mincha nadava, because it atones. HaMinchas Saita lie, but the Saita's Mincha, which is not atoning for her, maybe that doesn't come before the Minchas Nedava, the Minchas Nedava comes first. Says Gemara, no. Mikotani Amneshi Mikaperis, did we say why the Minchas Chayti comes before the Minchas Nedava because it atones? It's not the word of the Mishnah. Amneshi Baal Chet Kitani. The words of the Mishnah are because it comes for sin. Yeah, it comes to atone for the sin. But Vahanami, that of the Minchas Saita, is also Baal Chet, also comes for sin. Doesn't atone for it, but comes to verify the sin, and maybe therefore it would still apply to that distinguishment of coming first before the Minchas Nedava. So the Gemara says, Tashmat's bring a different raya. A brisa says, Zu kedemes lezu, this one comes before this one. Doesn't say what, but says, Shezu ba menachit, because it says that this flower offering comes from wheat, Vezu ba menachit, this one comes from barley. Says the Gemara, my love, isn't it talking about Minchas Nedava le Minchas Saita? That a donated flower offering, which comes from wheat, comes before the Minchas Saita, which comes from barley. So you see the Nedava comes before the Saita. Says the Gemara, no, it's Minchas Chayti le Minchas Saita. It refers to the sinner's flower offering, which comes from wheat, that comes before the Minchas Saita. And that's the one that's talking about that it comes first. On that, as the Gemara, if that's the case, it's talking about, typically, da mechaperes v'olay mechaperes. Why do you have to say, because that one's wheat, that one's barley? Say the Minchas Chayti comes first because it atones. And that's why it comes before the Minchas Chayti, which doesn't atone. Says the Gemara, but that's not a question. Because ve'elamai Minchas Nedava, what did you want to say in your proof? That it's talking about the Minchas Nedava coming before the Minchas Chayti, because that's wheat and that's barley. If that's the case, typically, dezu tu neshem and levaina, dezu ena tu neshem and levaina. Why say because wheat and barley? Say because the Minchas Nedava comes with shemen and levaina, and the Minchas Saita doesn't. Hella, rather, there's no proof, because either interpretation you're going to say, and therefore there's no raya, is chad metrei time, you're not going to pick one out of two, three reasons, and therefore, yeah, could have said another reason, but again, just like you want to say it's Minchas Nedava, just as easy you could say it's referring to the Minchas Chayti, and therefore wouldn't be a right to the question we're asking regarding when you have the Minchas Nedava together with the Minchas Saita. The Gemara continues from our Mishnah that says chata sa'if kedemes v'chulu, that when there's a chata sa'if and an oila sa'if, these pair of birds, the chata sa'if comes before the oila sa'if. Says the Gemara, not merely, where do we know this from? Says the Gemara, talking about, we could learn the brayse, the pasuk of a yikra, that's talking about by the oath of Shmias HaKoel, when someone heard an oath that he should say testimony and he swears falsely. So then, regarding his atonement, it says, V'hikrav es asher l'chatzis rishayni. He has to bring that which is for the sin offering comes first. Now, says the Brisa, what's this pasuk teaching when he brings his sin offerings, that he says it brings the chatzis first? She'ein tamolem l'lama shetikrav rishayni. It's not teaching us that he should bring the chatzis carbon first, because Harik Farnam already says later on, V'esa she'ni asa oila, the second one you should bring for an oila. So what does it say by bringing the chatzis first? Of course, if the second one is oila, we know that the first one's chatzis. Ella rather says, the Brice is Zebana Ablo Chol Chatois. That this is a building block for all Chatois. That it's telling you the reasoning why you bring it first is because it's a Chatos. To tell you, Sheikdimu La'ila Haboy Simon, that it should come first before the Eila that it comes with. And says the Brice, that's Ben Chatos Oif La'ila Soif. Whether, like in this Pasuk, which is the bird chatas before the oilas arif, whether ben chatas behem lo oilas behem, whether it's an animal chatas before an animal oila, vafil and even chatas arif lo oilas behem, which like the halacha that our Mishnah tells us, which is a chiddush, because generally say that mine dam come first, mine zevach comes first, an animal carbon comes before a bird carbon, but in regards to chatas and oila, that when they come together, you're going to have first the chatas arif even before an oilas behem. So Helkach therefore concludes the braisa. Chata sa'if lo oila sa'if, says the Gemara, that when you have a chata sa'if, that it comes before the oila sa'if, where do you know that from? Min ve'es ha'sheni, where it says that the second one you should make an oila, where that pasuk already said that. That's why we asked, why does I have to say, v'yikav v'sasha l'chatas rishayna? We're talking about, those are two bird karbanas, when the person is not so wealthy, so he brings bird karbanas regarding certain types of sins, like in this pasuk that we're bringing by the when the person swore falsely regarding known testimony, it says that you bring the second one, the oila. So I already know in the chatas oif and oila sa'if, that's, you're going to do the chatas oif first, because the oila sa'if is second. Chatas behema lo oilas behema. How do we know that the animal chatas comes before the animal oila? That's min the Rabbi Rachman. That's like the Torah had included. We learned this b'rais in the previous staff that it said, on the one hand it says ufar sheni ben bakar, that the second one is going to be the chatas. On the other hand it says ve'esa echad chatas, that you make the first one chatas, which they might explain depending for what, if it's the limbs or the blood. But regarding the blood, we said that the chatas comes before the oila, and that's tomat by animal karbanas. Now, chatas oif lo oilas behema, how does one know that when one is bringing even a bird chatas with an animal oila, for example, a wealthy woman who gave birth, where the Torah tells the Meyukriyat Beis that she brings a keves ben shnasi li'ila, she brings a lamb in its first year for the oila, and uven yeino itur l'chatas, she brings a bird carbon for her chatas. How do we know that even though the chatas is oif, it's going to come before the oila that's a behema? That's mizeb bana av. That's from what we said, that this is a building block, where here in this parasha, it says that asher l'chatas rishayna, that the chatas which is first, which we said that's not necessary, because it says there in that same parasha of the chatas saif and the oila saif, that the oila is sheni. So why does it say that the chatas rishayna? To say anywhere we have the situation, even if the chatas is oif and the oila is behema, you're going to have the chatas first. Now, however, the Gemara says Toshima, similarly we learned in the braisa, not like what we just said. Rabbi Eliezer, he says, "Kamalkam shenischal for chatas. Wherever it is that one is exchanging the chatas, meaning instead of bringing the animal karma chatas, as we said, there are certain situations when what's called a karbon oil b'yerid. If a person is not so wealthy, then he brings a lower level, which is a bird karbon. Even sometimes, even poor, that he brings a flower offering, what's called dali dalas. So here we're talking about the situation where instead of bringing the animal karbon, he brings a bird karbon." Which is what's called Dallas, the not so wealthy, the middle class. For example, like when someone is impure, richly impure, and he goes into the Beis HaMikdash, where his primary carbon really is, if he had money, a chatas behema. But when he becomes poor, it gets exchanged. Instead of bringing that one carbon of a chatas, he now, in that place, brings shtei sairim, brings two bird carbonas. So that, says Rabbi Eliezer, whenever that happens, chatas kedemes, the chatas is going to be first. Like it says in the pasuk, l'chatas rishayna, the chatas is first, because the primary is the chatas, because really you're supposed to bring an animal chatas, but you can't afford it. So you bring two birds. So although one is going to be a chatas, one is going to be an oila, but the chatas is primary, so that's going to come first. Now, however, says Rabbi Eliezer, but b'kan b'yeled this, but over here by a woman who gave birth, where when she's going to bring now bird karbanis, it's going to take the place of the oila. The primary carbon that she would have brought as an animal, if she had money, as we just mentioned before, is a keves, was going to be an oila. Now, where it says that she brings echad li oila the echad lechatas, so now she's not going to be able to afford the animal oila. Anyway, the bird would have been a chatas. But now that she can't afford the animal, which was an oila, she's going to bring two bird carbonas. One's an oila, one's a behema, so oila kedemes. So here, her bird carbon of the oil is going to be first before the bird chatas, because the primary was, and this is going to be the focus of the Gemara's question, that seemingly it sounds like that he's saying, but the not only is the oil a bird first, but like for sure that if the animal oil would be first, yet in our Mishnah we just said and explained the Braisa that the chatas comes before the oil, even if the chatas are oif and the oil is a behemoth. And that's what Rabbi Eliezer says. Generally, the chatas will come first because it's taking the place of the primary carbon, which was a chatas. Here by the yeledes, the primary is actually an oila. So when they're bringing the birds instead, it's going to be an oila too. So too, a second reason, says Rabbi Eliezer, Kol Mokim Shabal Chet, wherever that the karbonis are coming because of a sin, so Chatas Kedemis. So the carbon chatas is going to be first. But for Khan over here by the Yeledis, we said, Oilu Kedemis, the oil is going to be first, because everywhere where it comes for a sin, like by Shavuos Edus, or Shavuos Bitur, or Shigas, by someone makes a mistake, by Tumas Mikach Kedashim, all those karbonis are coming to atone for a sin, so that's why the chatas is going to be first. But here by the Yeledis, it's not coming for a sin, it's just coming to purify her, so that's another reason why the oil is going to be first. And third of all, wherever you have the two bird kabanas are coming in place of the one animal chatas, so there you're going to say, chatas kedemis, the chatas is going to be first. Like, for example, like we said, when someone's tameh and he comes in contact with kaidish, the two bird kabanas are really taking the place of one animal chatas. Where if the person would have been wealthy, he would have only brought a karban chatas. Now he's bringing one chatas, one oil of birds. It's like taking the place of these two birds of the one chatas. So since they're primarily coming for a chatas, you'll bring the chatas first. But Vakan over here, by the Yeledis, by the woman who gave birth, where it's not coming the place of an animal, but the only one that's taking the place of the animal is the oilas ha'if. Because if the woman was wealthy, she would have anyways brought a carbon oif chatas with the oilas behema. So the only thing that is taking the place of that animal, which is the primary, is the oilas ha'if. So therefore, Oila Kedemis, it's the third reason why the Oila Sa'if is going to be before the Chatas Oif in this situation. But one thing we see from Eliezer is that when you have the Oila of an animal of a Yeledis, it's going to come before the Chatas Sa'if of the Yeledis. Because he's saying even more, he's saying even when you exchange the Oila Behema to an Oila Sa'if, even that's going to come before the Chatas. Like we said, the three different reasons why that is. But that contradicts our Mishnah, which we learned that the Chatas Sa'if comes before the Oila Behema. So that Amaravi says, no, l'mikra hekdim akasav. Rabbi Yez is talking about that why does the Torah mention in its recital the halacha of the oila before the chatas? And those are the three reasons what he said. But says Rava, in regards to the actual practice of doing the Avodah, no, that really is agrees to the halacha of Mishnah that the chatas is going to be first. Like we said, that's mizeh bana'av, that no matter what the situation is, why does it say, Asher l'chatas rishayna, the chatas ha'if, oh, the chatas always comes before the oila, even if the chatas ha'if, and the oila is behema. Rabbi Eliezer was only giving three reasons, so why did Torah speak about the oila by the Eledis before the chatas? And then, like we said, even for the chalipin, for the oila saif before the chatas saif, that's only simply because of those three reasons why we say it first. But regarding the avodah, that we said chatas is going to be for the oila. But the Gemara continues with another question. Tashema, we learned another brisa. It says, Parim koidmin le'elim. Bull karbanis come before rams. The elim koidmin le'kvasim. The rams come before lambs. Kvasim le'seirim. The lambs come before the he-goats. As we continue to Amud Beis, that's what it says in the brisa. As the Gemara, my love the Chag, when do you have all these carbon, Parim and Elim and Seirim and Kvasim, when do you have all these things? Isn't it talking about the Musafim of Chag Hasukkahs, when the Seirim, the He-Goats, are Chatois, and the Kvasim are Oila, and yet still we say in this Braisa that the Kvasim, the lambs, come first, you see that the Oila will come before the Chatas. Says the Gemara, no, this Braisa is talking about Linadava, when the regular when person is donating Karbanis. And they're all considered oilas. So then, but then what's the reason why then the parim come before the elam? That's simply because parim come before the elam, the bulls come before the rams, shekin nisrabim and nisachim. Because they're greater in the sense that they have a higher quantity of libations. By the par, there's three esrainim. By the ail, there's two esrainim. And by the kevis, there's only one esarn. And that's why v'chein elam l'kvasim, that's the rams come before kvasim, because they also have one nisachim. Now, kvasim l'seirim, why do the lambs come before the he-goats? It's shekein nisrabim b'alyum, because regarding the sacrificial parts of the lambs, there's more parts that are sacrificed in Mizbeach than the sar, where its tail is also sacrificed on Mizbeach. Now, Rashi points out, although here we're talking about, as you said, the nedavos, where they're all oilas, anyways, all of the carbon is burnt on the Mizbeach by both. But that's what Rashi says, but what the Gemara means to say is because, in general, let's say by Kamen Shlav Mechatas, the Kvasim have more of its sacrifice than the Seirim, so it gives it more of a distinction in general, and that's why even when they're Eilis, we're going to first sacrifice the Kvasim before the Seirim, but it's no Raya regarding Chatas and Eila, because the case we're talking about is not of Sukkahs, it's about in general Nadavis, and they're all Eilis, and there's just a different reason why they have in that order. But the Gemara says, Toshma, another question from another Braisa. The Braisa says, "Par koin Mashiach koin lepar helm davishal tzibrif." Let's say they're waiting to bring the erroneous ruling of the Kohen Gadol, who followed his own erroneous ruling, and that of the Sanhedrin, who the whole Jewish people followed their erroneous ruling, where the Kohen Gadol has to bring a par, the tzibur have to bring a par helm davishal tzibur. So that says the Braisa, that of the Kohen Gadol comes before that of the tzibur, as the Gemara explains the reason in Harius in the second paragraph of Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, because it says Kashasar fa par rishon, when it talks about par helm davishal tzibur, it says like they did for the first one, which means to say that the par of the Kohen Gadol should be first for all the halachas in before the par helm davishal tzibur. Continues the Braisa. The par that the Jewish people have to bring for an erroneous ruling in regards to a regular avera comes before the par that comes when they follow the erroneous ruling of the Sanhedrin regarding idolatry. Now the reason for that is because the par helm davishal tzibur is a chatas. The par avodah zara is actually an oila. And like we said before, the chatas comes before the oila. Continues the Braisa. When the Sanhedrin made an erroneous ruling regarding idolatry, they had to bring two karbanas. One was a par, and one was a sar, one was a bull, one was a he-goat. Now that says the Gemara, the avogav the par avodah kechavim oila. That's in spite of the fact that the bull, when they brought for avodah zara, was an oila. The sar, the he-goat of avodah zara, was a chatas. So you see that there are situations when the oila does come before the chatas, which contradicts the halacha of a Mishnah. Our Mishnah said always zebana av, like we said in the Braisa, chatas comes before oila. Yet here you have a situation when there's a Sanhedrin erroneous ruling regarding idolatry that they bring their oila before the chatas. And that answers the Gemara, but the ema mireisha. But yeah, but look, instead of asking on me from the seif of the Braisa, look at the ratio which supports me. As we mentioned before, the Braisa says par helm davishal tzibur, which is a chatas. Kaiden lepar avodah kechavim comes before the bull of the avodah zara from the Sanhedrin, which is an oila. So you see that a chatas comes before an oila. On that, it's the Gemara to reaffirm its question. No, b'chad mina, when they're both the same type. Let's say in this case you just quoted from the Reisha that they're both a bull. Mia loikam mina. There I didn't say, because yeah, there I definitely understand when they're the same type, the chatas kadma. But then yeah, chatas will come first. But ki kamrin, and when did I say my question is betray mini, when they're two different types? That's my question, because you were saying in Allah the Mishnah that even a minor species of a chatas will be before a greater type of an oil. Like you said, that even the chatas ha'if, which although it's a chatas, but from a bird carbon, comes before an oilas behema. And that is what I'm asking. But over here, ashkechan oila de kam l'chatas, we find that the par of an oila comes before a sar v'chatas, which is a smaller type. A bull is bigger than the sar. So that's why bull comes before, but you see that the oila will come before the chatas when the oila is bigger, when it's more significant. But you said that the chatas come before the oila, even if it's less significant, even if it's a smaller type. So that's the Gemara. Ami ben Marav Mishmei de Rav Bar Mari. They said in Eretz Yisrael in the name of Rav Bar Mari that you're right. Like the halacha of the Mishnah, generally chatas comes before oila, even a smaller type of chatas than oila. So what's with this case over here by the erroneous ruling of Sanhedrin regarding Avodah Zarah, when they bring a par and a sar, that the oila comes before the chatas? That's exeris hakasim. Because chatas avodis kechavim chaser aleph. When it talks about the chatas of the Avodah Zarah of the Sanhedrin, it's missing an aleph, lechatas ksiv. It says without an aleph in Parashat Shlach, where it says, if it's going to be that the Sanhedrin are going to make a mistake regarding Avodah Zarah, and it says over there, b'sar echad lechatas, without an aleph. To tell you that it's not like all other chatayis, where generally a chatas comes before the oila that it comes with it, here the oila is going to come before it. That's something lacking in that chatas. Or another approach, Ravinam, he says, the pasuk says in my midbar over there, kamishpat ksivbahu. In that pasuk, it says, according to the law, it says, uminchasay v'niskay kamishpat. What does it mean, kamishpat? Like the law of the order of the pasuk, so too is how you're going to go ahead and practice it. And in the order of the pasuk, it says par first. That's why we bring the par, which is the oila, before they start the zachatas. But only because it's exeris akatav, it says kamishpat. But in general, the chatas is going to be before the oila, even chatas ha'if before oila's mehema. Now that says the Gemara, hash das lachi. Now that you came to Ravina's answer based on the word kamishpat, then afilatim, then you could even say, going back to the top of the Amid, that the Braisa that we taught before, coming from Amid Aleph, that said, a Braisa, that the lambs come before the he-goats. So it's not a difficulty. We could even say, Parm de Chagnami, that it is talking about the bulls of the Yom Tov of Sukkot. Then we said, but that's the case, then you're saying that the Kvasim come before the Seirim, but the Kvasim are Eilas and the Seirim are Chattas, but that contradicts the Halacha of our Mishnah, which said Chattas always comes before Eila. And that says the Gemara, but based on what Ravina just said, Kimishpatim Ksibahu. There it also says in the Pasuk, Kimishpatim, which sounds like according to the order how it's written in the Pesukim. And there in the order of the Pesukim, the Seirim, which are the Chatois, are written last. And that's why you're going to have the Chatos after the Ayla, because of the Xeris HaKasim of Kimishpatim. But in general, like we said, like the Halacha of the Mishnah, the Chatos will always come before the Ayla. Now, Ebayla, the following interesting question. Let's say there are the following three Kabbanis waiting to be brought. Chatos Ha'if, a bird Chatos, V'oilas Behema, an animal Oila, U'maiser, and Maiser Behema, a carbon of the 10th animal from the flock from that year. Ezem and Kaidim, which one goes first? As the Gemara makes it sound like you're really stuck. Why? Do you say Tiktim Chatos Ha'if? Because we said Chatos always comes first, so the Chatos Ha'if will be first. But Ika Maiser the Kadim Lo, but you have the Maiser Behema, which we said, Chatos only comes before Oila, because that's Xeris HaKasim. But Maiser Behema, which is a type of a Zevach, a type of a carbon of an animal, we said comes before bird carbonus. So what are you going to say? Lick the mice. So let the mice behema come first. Yeah, but ikka oilas behema, they're called malay. But you have oilas behema, which is kachim kachim, which comes before mice, which is kachim kalam. So what are you going to say? Tik the oilas behema. Okay, let the oilas behema come first. No, but ikka chatz sa'iv, they're called malah. But the existence because it says that the chatz sa'iv comes before even oilas behema. So what do you do? Which one do you bring first? Says the Gemara Hacha Tagimu here in Babel, they answered this that min zevach adif, a type of an animal carbon is better, and therefore the Maaser Behema is going to come first, and then when you're left with the Chatos and the Ayla, so then you're going to do the Chatos then the Ayla, because like we said that the Ayla's Behema cannot come before a Chatos Ayv because it says a Kasev, but still a zevach is greater, so you can do Maaser Behema first, and then you'll do the Chatos Ayv and then the Ayla's Behema. But my Rav Amri, however, in Eretz Yisrael, they said, no, a different answer. Ayla ba'oilas behema b'chata sa'if. The oilas behema elevates the chata sa'if that comes with it. Now, the oilas behema is more chashim than ma'isa behema. Because, like we said, the oilas behema is kachet kachim, it's totally sacrificed in mizbeach. Now, it's only from Xeris HaKasim, but that the chata has to come before the oilas behema, even though the oilas behema is a type of an animal carbon. So, it's going to elevate, the oilas behema is going to elevate the chatos ha'ayv, v'agba'asa mimaisa, and it's going to lift it over the maisa behema to nullify the distinguishing characteristic of the maisa behema, that it's a type of an animal carbon, because oila also has that distinguishment, and still the Torah is mevatla and nullifies that, in contrast to the chatos ha'ayv, because like we said, the chatos ha'ayv comes before the oila, even though oilas behema. And since the oilas behema comes before maisa, so it'll be chatos ha'ayv, oilas behema, and then the maisa. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing the theme of the previous Mishnah, regarding the order of Karbanos, what comes first. So like we had said in the previous Mishnah, Kol HaChatos Shebetorah, Kodmos LaHashamis, all the Karbanos Chatzos come before all the different Karban Ashrams, which is, if you're coming to sacrifice the two of them, you're going to bring the Chatzos first, like we learned in the previous Mishnah, because the blood of the Chatzos is put on the four corners, and on the aside, which it doesn't say that explicitly by Ashram, and therefore Chatzos comes before Ashram. But says that Mishnah, exception. Chutz me'asham etzayr, except for the ashram that the mitzayru, who has the neged tzaras, when he's purifying himself, memneishu ba ala hechsher, because that ashram comes to prepare the mitzayru, to allow him to partake of kachim and to come into the base of Mekdash, and therefore that's a distinguishment regarding that type of a carbon, where the whole purification is contingent on that, and therefore that ashram will come before a karma chatzos, because chatzos is not something that permits him to partake of kachim, it just purifies for a sin. But the ashram etzayr it does, and therefore that comes before the chatzos. Continues the Mishnah, Kol HaShamesh Shebet Torah Boin B'nei Shtayim. All the Karbanos Asham that are required from the Torah, they're 2 years old. U'boin B'Kesef Shkom. And there's also a minimum of two silver coins, like it says in the Pasuk, Miyukahei Ve'erkech HaKesef Shkolim, which is said in the context of the Asham Me'ilis. When someone misappropriates, there's a requirement of Asham. There's a minimum amount of money that has to cost, in contrast to, let's say, Karbanos Chatos. Now, Ashem Tali, which is when someone's not sure if he did an Avera, and Ashem Gzelis, which is when he stole, they learn out of Gzeris Shavah from Ashem Eilis, from Be'erkecha Be'erkecha. Regarding Ashem Shifcha Charufa, because there's a limited amount of Ashamas in the Torah, which when someone has relations with a maidservant that's married to an Ebed Ivri, that we learn out from Gzeris Shavah of Ayel Ayel, as the Gemara says, Nezim Mekomen from Chesem and Alf. So we find by all Ashamas that the halacha is that they're 2 years old, and they require a minimum of two kesef shkolim, which we learn out from Ashem Eilis. Chutz Masham Nazav Hashem Atzer. Again, as we said before, an exception is by Hashem Atzer, and here too by Hashem Nazar, where it says over there that their keves ben shenasei, there the lamb is not 2 years old, but rather 1 year old. And now, moreover, in the fact that the ram that's 2 years old, then it has to cost 2 shlomim. So the lamb, which is only 1 year old, so then it's also not going to be 2 shlomim, it's going to be 1 tzela. So therefore, viv halacha shein boin b'nei shnas, and they only brought in its first year, when it's in its first year, they ain't boin b'kesef shkom, and they don't have that minimum requirement of 2 silver coins. Now, continues the Mishnah, going back to the halacha of the previous Mishnah, kashem shekoyd min ba'akarvasan, just like we said regarding all those halachas of the previous Mishnah, that there are certain karbanas that are sacrificed first, so to koyd min ba'achilasan, so to all those halachas of chatzis before ashram, and ashram before taidin, taidin before shlam, shlam before bechar, also regarding the precedence of, regarding preferring which one to eat first, the greater one is also consumed first. Now, however, continues the Mishnah, let's say you have shlamim shel emesh, a carbon shlamim from yesterday, where there's actually two interpretations, the text of Rashi that we have, and those that are brought as a different later text, which is Rashi, the way it's written by us, says that a shlamim that was brought to the Azara yesterday, but they didn't slaughter it yesterday, and they delayed it up until today. Or another interpretation is that it's actually, we're talking about shlamim that was sacrificed already yesterday. And it's no problem about nicer, because the shlamim could be eaten for 2 days and one night. But either way, if you have a shlam from yesterday, the shlam shel yom, the shlam from today, the shlam from yesterday comes before the shlam of today. So too even, says the Mishnah, shlam shel emesh. If you have the shlam of yesterday, and even chatas v'ashram shel hayoim, you have a chatas and ashram, which is greater sanctity, but it's from today, waiting to be sacrificed. So then says the Mishnah, shlam shel emesh kaidman, the shlamim from yesterday comes first. Why? Because it's a disgrace to delay it anymore. Because since it came first, it came yesterday already, so you're going to sacrifice first as it brought in the Tesefta, Mesefta Zvachim. That's the Remeir. Now, regarding this case, although by Shlamim, yeah, the Shlam from yesterday, you'll bring the Shlam from yesterday first, but regarding if the one from today is a Chatas and Ashim, the Chamim, they say, no, Chatas Kedemis, the Chatas comes first, it's a higher level of sanctity, so although the one from yesterday was already waiting, but the higher level of sanctity of today is going to come first. Now concludes the Mishnah, Bukulon, regarding all these karbanas that we spoke about, which are consumed, some like oila are not consumed, they're just burnt on the mizbeach, but all those that are eaten, hakahanam rishon l'shanoisim machilasan, the kahanam could deviate in however it is that they want to eat it, which is they could be la'achlan sluyin, they could eat it roasted, b'shlukin, and overcooked, mavshalim, and regular cooked, and losses l'teche tavle chulin, v'tavle truma, they could put on whatever spice they want of unconsecrated spices or truma spices, that's the Rib Shimon. Remeir, he says, that no, lo yitin lo techit tavli truma, you should not put in to the karbanis, when they're eating the meat of the karban, spices of truma, shlo yavi ha truma de psul, that it should not cause to make the truma become invalidated, because the taste of the kachim inside the spices is going to make the truma spices into nicer, because it has now the taste of kachim, and there's a limited time of 1 day or 2 days that you could eat it, and then it's going to make the truma forbidden, where truma you could eat as long as you want to, but now it's going to make it limited, and it's going to make it invalidated, and you're going to have to burn it, so as not to cause a psul to truma, one should not put the talim of truma into the meat of the kachim, according to Remeir.